The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
We are so glad that you are with us today on Grace in Focus from the Grace Evangelical Society. Ken Yates and Bob Wilkin will answer a question about forgiveness. How is forgiveness related to eternal salvation? And how is it related to fellowship with God? What does forgiveness mean to us biblically? Are there different kinds of forgiveness? Well, you are invited to stay here and join a discussion about things related to forgiveness. In the meantime, let me tell you about our website. Faithalone.org is the address, faithalone.org, and it is a place where you can find all of our resources, thousands of articles about free grace issues, blogs, videos, a magazine called Grace in Focus, opportunities to give to our ministry are all right there at faithalone.org, and also, we want you to be thinking about coming to our national conference, the Grace Evangelical Society's annual national conference, this year, May 22nd through the 25th. And here's Ken Yates with a word about that conference.
A lot of people I talk to in different places around the country, free grace churches are hard to come by. To be with like-minded people who challenge you, who encourage you, it's just a wonderful experience. And I know there's a lot of people who come to the conference who feel the exact same way.
And friend, I hope that you'll go to our website, faithalone.org, to find out more about the GES National Conference. And now, here's Ken and Bob with today's question and answer.
Bob got a question from Chuck. Chuck says he has several of our resources, but would like to know if we have any that we would suggest to give to an unbeliever that is seeking. He teaches a college Bible study and would like to give resources to people who are confused about what it takes to become a Christian.
Okay, yeah, let me mention, Chuck, one thing we have is a booklet. Actually, we don't sell this booklet. We don't give it away. But there's a ministry called Absolutely Free that gives away a booklet called Living Water. It's the Gospel of John in a translation called Logos 21, the Word for the 21st Century, done by Art Farstad and to some degree Zane Hodges. I even helped a little bit with the translation of John 9. And there are some key footnotes that are placed at verses like John 3:16, John 5:24. So I would recommend that booklet. I think it's very helpful. In terms of books, Zane Hodges' very first book, The Hungry Inherit, is a phenomenal book.
It's a great book.
We carry that. It's his most unique one because he writes it almost like a work of fiction. It's John chapter 4, and he's talking about the woman at the well. And once you believe, you have everlasting life that can never be lost. You've drunk the living water. Then he also talks about that there is the concept. Doesn't he get into that with the concept
hungry
of
inherit.
Inheritance?
Right. Yeah. The hungry inherit and the thirsty receive eternal life.
That's the way he says it,
right.
Isn't it? Yeah. So that's one I'd recommend. Also, if I can toot my own horn, my first book was called Confident in Christ. It has a section on assurance, a section on perseverance, a section on faith, and a section on eternal security. And I think that would be helpful. One of my later books was called Secure and Sure on the Doctrine of Assurance. I think that one's terrific for unbelievers because they would like to be sure they were going to spend eternity with the Lord and avoid eternal condemnation. And a book I've done recently is called The 10 Most Misunderstood Words in the Bible. I think non-Christians find that very interesting because I deal with key words in the Bible like saved and lost and heaven and hell, repentance, grace.
What about your book, 100 Verses?
100 Faith Alone Verses in the Bible. That's another one. They're all real short chapters. It's an easy read, 100 Faith Alone Verses. So, yeah, that's a good one.
All right. Well, we hope that helps you out. I think any of those books would be a great book to hand out to those folks in your college Bible study. We have another outstanding question from Brian. He read an article about the role of the shed blood of Christ in forgiveness. And he specifically...
I think I wrote that, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah. The issue is, basically, are believers positionally forgiven of all their sins at the moment of faith? We've all heard it. When you believe in Jesus, you're forgiven of your past, present, and future sins. And he says in this article that you wrote, you led him to think, well, no, that's not the case. His question is, well, if that's not the case, how can we be sure of our salvation if our future sins aren't forgiven? Wouldn't that mean that sinning will cause us to temporarily lose our eternal salvation?
Okay, that's a great question, Brian. I really appreciate it.
I think one of the issues here, or probably the issue, is we need to define our terms biblically.
Right.
What is forgiveness of sins? And is that the same thing as the way Brian worded the question? I think it's a tendency we have to equate that with eternal salvation. When I'm eternally saved, when I receive eternal life, that's because I've received the forgiveness of sins or something like that.
Right.
Is that the right definition of these terms?
No, and let me explain why. First of all, nowhere in the Gospel of John does Jesus say, he who believes in me receives the forgiveness of sins. In fact, the forgiveness of sins is not found anywhere in an evangelistic passage in John. The only place it occurs is after he is risen from the dead. He tells the apostles in John 20, whoever sins you forgive will be forgiven, whoever sins you retain will be retained. Well, that's talking about church discipline. The only other place, and that this is symbolic, is when he washes the disciples' feet, which is probably an illustration of 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Now, would you also say then that we ought to forgive one another?
Right. Well, of course, we have Peter saying, if my brother sins against me, should I forgive him 7 times? And he says, no, if he sins against you, forgive him 7 times 70.
Which doesn't mean, 490 times? It means as often as it.
Unlimited, as much as it's needed. The real question here, I agree with you, Ken, is what does forgiveness mean? Here's what I found confusing. It was confusing to me as a new believer when I came to faith. Haven't we all heard somebody say, because of Jesus' shed blood on the cross, when you believe in him for your salvation, for everlasting life, he forgives you of all your sins, past, present, and future. We've heard that, right?
Absolutely. We hear it all the time.
And then, like what happened to me, the person who leads me to faith in Christ says, how about if we get together again tomorrow or next week? And the next day when we get together, let me show you 1 John 1:9. This is the Christian's bar of soap. And so whenever we find that we have sin in our life and we recognize sin in our life, the Holy Spirit will bring it to our attention. We confess the sins we're aware of, and then God forgives us of that sin and also cleanses us from all the sins we're unaware of. He cleanses us from all unrighteousness.
And then you say, well, wait a second. I thought you told me yesterday that all my sins were forgiven.
Right. What does the evangelist say?
Oh, then he goes, well, that's positionally. You're positionally forgiven, and this is experiential forgiveness in 1 John 1:9.
And if we were honest, we'd go, huh? What do you mean positional? So then we should ask the question, what does the forgiveness of sins mean?
I think that's probably the reason some people think that 1 John 1:9 is talking about eternal life.
Right. They say it's a salvation verse.
Right, because the forgiveness of sins there. We need to confess. If we confess our sins, come before him, confess that he's Lord, whatever the case may be, or certainly confess our sins, we need to confess our sins to be eternally saved. And so they take 1 John 1:9 as a evangelistic verse.
Yeah, the problem is forgiveness is a restoration of fellowship. So if you offend your spouse, you go to your spouse and say, I'm so sorry, honey, please forgive me. And your spouse says, I forgive you. Well, the issue there is not whether you're married or not. The issue is your fellowship. Well, the same thing with God. Now, the question is, do we forgive our children, our brothers and sisters, our spouses for things they're going to do in the future?
No, we don't.
Do we say, you've got blanket forgiveness for whatever you do in the future? You don't need to come to me and say, I confess my sins. And by the way, the people who take 1 John 1:9 that way, they say believers are always in fellowship with God.
Right.
They never need to confess their sins because we're always in fellowship because of the blood of Christ. Well, the issue here is what forgiveness means. And what there's only a handful of verses that say he has forgiven us all our trespasses. Colossians 1, Colossians 2, he's nailed our trespasses to the cross. We have a verse in Acts 10:43 that whoever believes in him receives the forgiveness of sins. And I think what all those verses mean is that we begin the Christian life with a clean slate.
When we believe, we have fellowship with the Lord. And when we sin, we need to confess those sins to keep that fellowship ongoing.
You're talking to someone about faith in Christ, and you share John 3:16 with them. And you tell them, if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have everlasting life, and you're in fellowship with him. It's clear that when he says whoever believes in him, Acts 10:43, receives the forgiveness of sins, Peter is saying we begin the Christian life with a clean slate. We start in fellowship with God. But whether we stay in fellowship with God requires two things. Walking in the light as he is in the light, 1 John 1:7. So we need to be around solid Christian teaching, and 1 John 1:9, confessing our sins. So the issue is not our eternal security. I think this needs a lot more discussion in the Christian church, don't you?
And I also think we get confused because of the word justification. God declares us righteous when we believe, and that is positionally. But that's not the same thing as forgiveness of sins.
No, and neither is everlasting life.
Exactly.
And neither is the fact we'll never perish. If you went in the spiritual far country like Luke 15, and you became the prodigal son, would you still be born again? Absolutely.
And you'd still be justified.
You'd still be justified. You'd still have everlasting life. But would you be forgiven? No, you would not. Because you have to return to the Father to be forgiven.
Right.
And whatever this so-called positional forgiveness is, it's not actual forgiveness.
Right.
It's not restoring. I mean, I held to positional forgiveness until about 6 months ago.
I did too. My daughter, Catherine, I've been thinking about this a lot lately, and I think we're using the wrong terminology. I really do.
I think we are. But Brian, great question.
Boy, it's a great question.
And by the way, don't buy it just because we say it. Be a Berean. Search the scriptures, Acts 17:11. See if these things are so.
And remember,
keep grace in focus.
Bob Wilkins' great book, The 10 Most Misunderstood Words in the Bible, is available half price right now in the GES bookstore, faithalone.org. Go there and use the code word MISUNDERSTOOD for 50% off through March the 31st, 2023. Would you like to deepen your understanding of Scripture and the Christian life? Well, a great place to start is our website. It's faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. We've got all kinds of free materials on the site available for you. One of those, which is extremely popular, is our magazine, Grace in Focus. It comes out 6 times a year. It's full color, easy to read, and people are really growing who read it. So stop by and get a free subscription at faithalone.org. We would like to thank all of our financial partners who help us keep this show going. All gifts are tax deductible and very much appreciated. If you'd like to find out how you can be a financial partner, visit us at faithalone.org. We are so happy when we hear from listeners. Maybe you've got a question or comment or feedback. If so, please send us a message. Here's our email address. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. And on the next episode of Grace in Focus, we will have another question and another answer. And it'll be about the phrase belief in Jesus, how to define that, and what is saving faith. Join us next time for Grace in Focus. This is the Grace Evangelical Society reminding you to always keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.